USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A former Democrat mayor in San Luis, Arizona, accused of ballot harvesting by illegally collecting early ballots in the 2020 primary election, pleaded guilty Thursday in an agreement with state prosecutors that saw more serious charges like forgery and conspiracy charges dismissed. 66-year-old Guillermina Fuentes now faces up to 2 years in prison. In the deal, she will lose her voting rights and must give up elected office. Sentencing was set for June 30th. An internal memo by Tesla CEO Elon Musk says he's getting ready to cut staff by about 10%, citing a super bad feeling about the economy. The internal email was obtained by Reuters. Musk's email titled, "Pause All Hiring Worldwide," was sent Thursday to Tesla executives. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Scammers will say anything and promise everything just to get your personal information. Let's get more information on how they're hitting Americans.
The COVID-19 pandemic saw a sharp increase in costly government imposter scams. That's according to new research from the Better Business Bureau. Social Security scams have been topping the scams list since 2019. The FTC also says they're the most reported scam at this point in 2022. With relief funding during the pandemic, scammers also created grant programs to lure in victims. Medicare was the second most popular target of scammers. Since government scams peaked in early 2021, they have slowed, but people lost twice as much money. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
It's week 8 in the USFL Football League. One game tonight, one game Saturday, and two games on Sunday. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A convicted murderer on the run since escaping from a prison bus last month was shot dead by police overnight after he killed a family of five, including children. He then stole their truck from a rural weekend cabin between Dallas and Houston. 46-year-old Gonzalo Lopez was killed Thursday night in Jordanton, Texas. That's about 35 miles south of San Antonio. President Biden has been a politician since 1972. In all his political wisdom, opening up the southern border to illegal immigrants was something he thought was necessary for the people of the United States. Now, since he blocked the border wall from being finished and secured our border with Mexico, hundreds of millions of dollars of border wall material lay in waste. Georgia Republican Representative Buddy Carter saw the waste on a recent trip to the crisis at the border.
$350 million worth of materials of hard-earned taxpayers' money right there, just rusting and deteriorating. All we saw was 20 miles of completed wall structure. And in that 20 miles of completed wall structure, there were gaps in there where people could just walk through. It's just ridiculous. This is a result of the Biden administration canceling the construction of the border wall. And now what we have is we have all these contracts that are costing us $6 million every day to cancel these contracts and to pay off these contracts that were already in place that the Biden administration canceled.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.